women entrepreneurs are getting more help, resources, and money from governments, universities, and corporations. The number of women-owned businesses in the U.S. increased 44% from 2001 to 2011, says the Center for Women's Business Research. A major problem for startup companies is raising money to start their companies. New companies need money to grow, and only 2% of women-run startups receive money from venture capitalists, says a study by the National Foundation for Women Business Owners and Wells Fargo and Company. However, women in the U.S. own 38% of U.S. businesses, or 9.1 million companies, says the study. Women-owned firms earn $3 trillion annually in the U.S. economy and create 16% of U.S. jobs. More organizations are providing money for women-owned startups. Springboard Enterprises in Washington, D.C. is one of these. The organization introduces women-owned startups to investors. Kay Koplovitz helped start Springboard Enterprises. Women need to access the so-called Stiletto Network to push their businesses forward, she told TheStreet.com. Stilettos are high-heeled shoes worn by women. Koplovitz is saying that women need to reach out to other successful female entrepreneurs and business leaders for help with their startup companies. Some companies also give cash to women-owned startups. Cartier is one. In 2006, the French luxury goods firm joined with McKinsey and Company and INSEAD Business School in Paris. They created the Cartier Women's Initiative Awards. This is an annual competition to recognize top female entrepreneurs from around the world. Each winner gets $20,000, and experts from McKinsey and INSEAD coach them. There were 6 winners in 2015 worldwide. Hannah Cho and Mom Huang from Taiwan were the winners from the Asia-Pacific region. Their company is called Our City Love Social Enterprise. The firm created 2 mobile apps to help disabled people find restaurants in Taiwan. I'm Katie Weaver.